One of the largest short film festivals in the Midwest takes place the last weekend of the month in Indianapolis. The Indie Shorts International is an Academy Award qualifying event and features films from around the world that are 40 minutes or less runtime. One category highlights the work of Indiana filmmakers. WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer talks with director John Robert Armstrong about his narrative short, As We Begin, which is a collaborative effort between Armstrong's company and Indiana high school students.
My company is called Pegasus Pictures, and we make feature films here in Indiana. But we started a program with high school students called Project Pegasus. And this is a statewide high school screenwriting competition for short screenplays. We put out a call out for scripts. Students from all over the state, from Elkhart to Evansville, submit scripts to us, and we select a winner. And then we take a professional film crew to their town, and we make the film with young people shadowing professionals on every position on the set. And this is the one that we're premiering this summer. It's the second iteration of this project, and we just finished our third one in Spencer a few weeks ago.
What was it about this script that made it the winner and the one that you wanted to produce?
Its authenticity and the voicing. Meaning the characters sounded like real human beings. Sometimes scripts can sound like scripts. They sound like they're written. But the personality of the writers really came through. You could hear it through the dialogue and the characters. It sounded like banter. The characters really rang true. We encourage students to write what they know, to write something that can take place in their town, that comes from their experience. And that's exactly what this story did. It was about two young people facing the prospect of life after high school and the fear of losing touch.
When you direct students, non-professionals, do you do the same things you do when you direct professionals?
The project actually serves a lot of different purposes for us. It allows us to give opportunities to filmmakers in the area to work in roles that maybe they hadn't done before. It also helps us to create new connections and new filmmakers in Indiana, and obviously to spread the word about our company. So in this particular instance, I got to try my hand in the directing chair. Now, I'm an actor and trained as an actor and got my master's degree in acting from Indiana University. So I felt like I've worked a lot with actors and I knew that component. And I've learned a lot about putting films together from our work at Pegasus. I think if you have talented people around you and you focus on storytelling, you focus on making sure that the story is clear from an acting standpoint, from a visual standpoint, then chances are things are going to turn out okay.
What can you tell us about young people and their ability and desire and the quality of project that they are producing when it comes to filmmaking?
It's really amazing what young people are able to teach themselves these days. When we filmed this particular project, As We Begin, at Fishers, came out of Fishers High School, the student crew we brought on was almost every bit as knowledgeable as our professionals. The technology is so accessible now, and it's become smaller, cheaper, and there's so much you can find online in terms of tutorial that kids are really... they're really impressive with their ability to deliver in a way that I don't think I could as growing up, because we just didn't have as much access to technology and information as these kids do. So we've been really impressed with their technical ability and the ability to write. Some of them are, some scripts come our way are just lovely stories, and they come from all over Indiana. So we've been really impressed.
The Indie Shorts International Film Festival is presented by Heartland Film and takes place July 25 through 28 at the Indianapolis Museum of Art at Newfields.